from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
You know, there are some things that just don't need to be explained. You don't fry bantha steaks in the nude, you don't poke a dude back in the testes with a sharp stick, and you certainly do not try and steal from the Emperor. The latter happened recently, and it wasn't just a despicable thing to do, but just plain stupid as well. An Ithorian woman named Jory Lario wrote an interesting piece of propaganda for her friends in the rebellion. Something about some guy named Biggs and how evil the Empire is and yada 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 yada. You know the drill. Anyhow, she decided that publishing it on the HoloNet wasn't enough. No, not only did she want to attempt to rewrite history, but she wanted to make a few credits in the process. She published the ramblings onto a few sheets of flimsy, bound it together, and started peddling her wares to any book dealer that would carry it. Which was about three. As soon as this piece of historical fiction hit the stands, the Empire found out about it and put an end to it. But, much to her dismay, it wasn't white armored stormtroopers blasting down her door. Oh no. It was the Emperor's personal litigation squad. And they, my friends, are terrifying, trust me. If you think red flashes of death flying at you from a repeater blaster is scary, try getting out of the red tape cannons these guys use. She told the Emperor's Inquisitors, quote, "I wrote this book for myself. This is a self-published story and is not a commercial book. Yes, it is for sale in a few intergalactic bookstores, but only my family, friends, and acquaintances know it's there." End quote. Let me get this straight. You wrote it for yourself, but still felt the need to sell it to yourself? That makes no sense whatsoever. Unless she's a clone, which I looked into, and no, she's not. And wait a second. Only her family, friends, and acquaintances knew it was for sale? You mean this greedy Fairfax wouldn't even give her family a copy? They had to buy it? Wow. What a great person. And another shining example of the Alliance and the Rebellion. For whatever reason, Jory was spared about 99% of what this moron deserved. But whatever. If there's one thing everyone in this universe understands, is that you don't f*** with the Emperor's cash. He is a benevolent ruler, and he watches over all of his subjects, or fans if you will, with a kind fatherly eye. Amused at the things we do for the most part, but the moment you start dipping your hands into his pockets, you're likely to lose those hands, and justifiably so. Bottom line, play in his sandbox all you want, but don't try and rip him off, and you'll get along just fine. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View. And, Uncle George, please don't sue me.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View, all rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
www.adpov.net